Hey, everybody. My name's Chris. I am an alcoholic. It is really good to be here. There's a spirit in this conference that I'm really picking up on. There's some good energy here, and I'm really, really grateful to be here. Some of my friends are getting an opportunity to do some talks. I'm looking forward to that. I've experienced that already, and my topic today is our responsibility. Now, if you would have said back in the 80s, Chris is going to give a talk on responsibility, I think everybody would have just died. Because if there was anything I was, it was irresponsible. So there's different kinds of alcoholics. Where all of us have, you know, different characteristics or whatever. And there's power drivers, and there's achievers, and there's perfectionists. You know, I was the guy always looking for the exit. You know what I mean? Like, I just want out of here. I don't want to play. And I was very, 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 very irresponsible. It came to the point where I had to show up in Alcoholics Anonymous. I tried everything to separate from alcohol. It was getting really bleak, and it was getting really pathetic, and it was getting really dangerous. And I was really sick toward the end with my case of alcoholism. And I was pointed toward Alcoholics Anonymous. And the good news is if I could have stumbled in here and found a way to become responsible for my own life, I think anybody could. Some examples of my irresponsibility. I stopped doing homework in second grade. Never touched it again, ever. Never brought books home. I joined the Boy Scouts. I went on one camping trip. I joined the wrestling team. I did one practice. I started to take guitar lessons. I took two lessons, stole the guitar, and never went back. Just totally irresponsible in every way you could possibly be. Now, I was raised by the great generation, okay? The great generation was something. You know, today everybody takes kids to soccer games and things, you know? I mean, back in my day, it was like, we don't want you in a house, go out and play, and come back in September. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I remember being raised, you know? You know what I mean? Go play in the street, you know, whatever, whatever. It was just a different world. So that kind of led to my being a little bit more irresponsible. Now, I show up in Alcoholics Anonymous, and there's a shift that has to happen for most people who get here. Truly, what our problem is a toxic experience of self-consciousness as alcoholics. Now, what did that look like on me? You know, on me, it was like I was always just crowded into the past. I was constantly rehashing things, injustices and resentments and bad breaks that I had and things that were unfair. I was constantly, you know, churning those things. And if I wasn't churning up in my mind the things that had happened in the past, I had anxiety about the future. It's going to be bad. I know it, you know, like I'm going to go to work tomorrow and the boss is going to have words with me and I'm not going to put up with that. And I'm going to have to hit him and then I'm going to lose my job and then I won't have any money, you know, and this kind of stuff, this is what was going through my head, you know, when I showed up in Alcoholics Anonymous. And what that is that's self-seeking, that's self-centeredness, that's self-consciousness, that's various manifestations of self that defeat me. And I don't know that that's my true problem. I don't know that that's really the cause and condition of everything that's going on with me. I'm convinced that it's the alcohol. If I can just put the alcohol down, everything will be good. Every single horrible thing that's happened in my life, alcohol has been involved. So if I take alcohol out of that equation, everything is going to be great.